Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk a little USA basketball, also the Hall of Fame as well, and we'll do so with the Basketball Hall of Fame chairman and also the USA basketball managing director for the Olympics team, and that is the Hall of Famer himself in Jerry Colangelo. Jerry, how are you and your family holding up? Thanks for a few minutes.
Holding up, Zach. I hope you're doing the same.
So we're all trying to fight through these times. You know, it's just so crazy with what we're going through the last few weeks and without having the end in sight, and obviously the entire sports world and also all of us from a personal standpoint have been flipped upside down. And what you're going through, the Olympic Games are going to be pushed back from July of 2020 to now July of 2021. Just take us through a little bit of what these last few weeks have been like when it pertains to the Olympics.
Well, my big concern, Zach, was really what the NBA was going to do in terms of dates and resumption of playing, and if Japan was really going to try to get the games in, which didn't make sense to me with all the threats that are out there from a health standpoint. So, I think the decision to postponed until next summer was the right decision for every reason in the book. And I think now that it appears that the dates are going to be the same window, late July, early August in 21 rather than 20, that relieves me about who would be available in terms of roster, because most of our players, all of our players are NBA people. And, there could have been a conflict if the Olympics had been, if it had been decided to go in April or May. That would have been a disaster for us, but fortunately it looks like it won't be.
Is it at all frustrating because a lot of this is out of your control, clearly, and who knows what the NBA experiments with this year and what they like and what they dislike if the game does return? With having that date out there, and there was that hope for a little bit that maybe it would go on, and I was with you that there's no way that it should go on, but is some of this at all frustrating with how you're trying to control Team USA, but there's not a lot actually in your control here?
No, you're right, Zach, and I've said that. I've been accustomed in my career to be somewhat in control of my own destiny or whatever I was trying to do, and that's not the case. We've been dealing with, you know, the International Olympic Committee, the U.S. Olympic Committee, FIBA, the international ruling body for basketball in the world, and the NBA, and we just have to follow suit because, yeah, we'll be prepared. We'll put the very best team we can put on the court at the appropriate time when the bell rings. But everything leading there is out of our control.
Jerry Colangelo here with us, the Basketball Hall of Famer on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. How about your future beyond 2021 when it comes with Team USA?
Well, Zach, I've been involved, you know, in basketball since I was 26 years old. And, well, actually before that as a player for many years in college and semi-pro, and then the startup of the Chicago Bulls back in 66 and going to Phoenix to start a Phoenix franchise. We named them the Suns, and I managed and owned and, you know, did that. And then baseball bringing baseball to Arizona, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we won a World Series in our fourth year. So I've had a long, long run, and I just turned 80, and I feel great, you know, from a health standpoint. I do think it's time. I think it's appropriate when people recognize it's time for someone else to take over, pass the torch. Now, physically, I could go on, and I was told I could go on as long as I wanted to, but I think it's time to pass the torch to someone else. And that's my plan. After the Olympics next summer, I'll step down in my role as managing director of USA Basketball. I'll probably stay on with the Hall of Fame situation because I've enjoyed that very much. The fact that I've been so involved with the Hall of Fame for so many years, it's just part of my DNA now. So as chairman of the board, I probably will continue with that.
And it also has to be a little bit easier for you, even though it's tough to give it up, knowing that, hey, USA Basketball is in great hands, Jerry.
Well, if we're fortunate enough, Zach, to win a gold medal, and I want to finish strong. I mean, I know Popovich, who's the coach for me, feels exactly the same way. To take over a program that was on its heels back in 2004 after our showing in the Olympics in Greece, and see us win, you know, the gold medals in the Olympics in 8, 12, 16, and hopefully 21. I wanted to make sure that when I left, the program could carry on by itself, quite honestly, regardless of who's in control or leading pack. In other words, with strong infrastructure, that can happen, and I think we have that in place.
Jerry Colangelo here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. I would imagine, and I know you can't speak for him, but you have a very tight relationship with him. It seems like Pop would also be leaving with you, too, in 2021.
Well, Pop will make that decision himself. You know, he's got a lot of wear and tear on him, you know, in terms of coaching in the NBA as many years as he has, but he's a lifer in that sense. And I think his first priority is still his responsibility to the San Antonio Spurs. But something was missing in his portfolio, and that was the Olympics and a gold medal. So he's very driven. And so, you know, if he gets one, maybe that's good enough for him. We'll see. His age will start to be a factor too.
Talking with Jerry Colangelo right now. Jerry, when we get to the Hall of Fame, and Jerry, of course, is a Hall of Famer himself, USA Basketball Managing Director and the Basketball Hall of Fame Chairman. This is supposed to be a very exciting weekend, this upcoming weekend, where you guys would announce the Hall of Fame class at the Final Four. What are the plans and when that announcement is still going to occur? Is it going to get pushed back with all that's going on?
Well, we're going to have an announcement on April 4th, and that's going to be in studio at ESPN. And so that's when we, you know, what we've been doing up until 2 days ago is getting the ballots in from our honors committee. Remember that to be elected, you need 18 of the 24 votes that come out of the honors committee. And, you know, we basically have a tally of where we are, and we're excited about it. Of course, you know, what would have been or could have been had we not suffered the terrible loss of Kobe Bryant would have been a knockdown, drag-out, biggest event ever in the history of the Hall of Fame, and it's still going to be extremely, extremely big. But the headliners, you know, Duncan and Garnett and Kobe, you can be assured are going to be elected. And we have to be very sensitive as to how we handle the Kobe situation. In other words, show all the respect in the world, give him all the exposure that he would have received under normal circumstances and not take anything away from the others. So it's a delicate balance. And so we'll be spending a lot of time in terms of how that presentation takes place.
You obviously have a lot of Kobe Bryant memories. What's the one when you think of Kobe that first comes to mind, Jerry Colangelo?
Oh, I've got so many on Kobe because I had a very good relationship with Kobe. I remember a couple of days after he had scored 81 points in an NBA game, he was in Phoenix, and we had a meeting up in my offices at the Suns Arena. And Kobe had never played for USA Basketball and had a desire to do so. And as we sat and started conversation, I thought I'd put him on a little bit. I said, Kobe, I know you want to play, but I'm going to tell you right now, I may have a different role for you. I may want you to be a distributor rather than a scorer. And he kind of smiled and he looked at me and he said, I'll do whatever you want. I just want to be part of it. That said something to me. And so a few months later, when we went to training camp up in Las Vegas, he showed up 2 days early. He was in the workout room at 5:30 on the weights. And as other players filed in, like Wade and LeBron and Carmelo and Bosch and others, they all followed suit. So he showed great leadership. In our first day scrimmage, the ball goes up, literally, the ball goes up to start practice in a scrimmage, loose ball, and he dives for a loose ball and, again, set the tone and the pace. And then the climax here is that we have a tough final against Spain in 08 in Beijing, and Kobe and Wade were the two that won the ball game for us late in that game. And when it was over, I'm standing there, you know, with the medals being passed out and the Star Spangled Banner being played and the flag being raised, and Kobe and I embraced. It was an amazing moment. And so that's the memory I'll always have.
And his competitive drive and competitive nature, you explained it perfectly right there. David Blatt told us a story right after the passing of Kobe Bryant, where it was during the Olympics, and David Blatt couldn't sleep one night, so he goes down to the gym at 5:30 in the morning, and there's one other person in the gym, and it's Kobe Bryant. It's amazing, after all of his success, that he never got complacent, Jerry, and he kept on going into that gym and working each and every day.
Well, that's what set him apart. You know, when people talk about the greatest players of all time, the greatest this, the greatest that, you know, most people still end up with Michael Jordan, right, in basketball, LeBron and Kobe. That's the kind of the conversation of players. Kobe, I mean, I thought that Michael, because I watched it so closely, was as tough as a competitor, greatest competitor of all time. He willed his teams to win. And so, you know, where was Kobe? He was right there alongside him. I mean, in terms of that same kind of competitiveness and desire, it set him apart. And that's why he was, you know, outside of having great, great talent, it didn't happen just because of genes. It happened because he developed everything he had.
Last one with the Hall of Famer and Jerry Colangelo, kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. The actual induction ceremony on August 29th, has there been a call made on that, or is it too early to tell?
In what respect, Zach?
But if it's going to continue to go on, or you guys move it back a date or something along those lines?
No, right now we're you know, assuming that things do get better. You know, we're all hoping and praying that this situation we're in our country is going to, we're going to be relieved over a period of a few months. So, you know, this being just the beginning of April, April, May, June, July, that gives us some runway. So we're very hopeful and positive about the fact that we're going to be able to have our induction when it's scheduled for. And by the way, you know, we had a major campaign to raise money to to update the Hall of Fame, and this is going to be a coming out party for the new Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame with all the new technology, et cetera. And so we're all looking forward to a big late August.
And then last one for you, Jerry, just in terms of the NBA coming back, and clearly it's an unknown. We got to make sure that everyone's healthy first. Could you see a situation where the NBA elects not to continue this season and just start a new season, you know, maybe in October or November?
Yeah, I think what they want to do and what they will end up doing might be two different things, and they may be right on. I think they would like to resume, finish the season, and have the playoffs, and it'll run late into the summer. But it could be something short of that. I don't know. I mean, in some ways, that's out of their hands, too.
No doubt about that, as in all of this. Jerry, once again, thank you so much. Good health to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Zach. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.